Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Normally you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can normally listen live, get archives, visit our Shrine of Female Listeners. There's a whole bulletin board system. There's a bunch of stuff for you to do there, although right now we're having server troubles, so bear with us. If freetalklive.com is not working for you, you're not alone. Okay? So, there you go.
If you're into waiting for things, go to freetalklive.com and just wait for the page to come up.
Patience is, after all, a virtue.
It is, really.
Now it's time to be virtuous. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You can go to their website, not have to wait at all. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to their website, no waiting, freestateproject.org.
There you go.
freestateproject.org.
Okay, now I have a question. I know we have several Free State Project members who listen to the show. There are some who are already in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And a friend of mine was talking to me the other day, and her father is interested in the Free State Project.
Okay.
And he's looking at New Hampshire, and
Did he find out about it through you?
No.
He's on his own?
Yeah. He's out in Washington. I'd never spoken to him before, and all of a sudden, I was talking to her on the phone, and she was just saying, oh, my dad wants to talk to you. And I got on the phone, and he's like, tell me about the Free State Project.
Wow.
So, yeah, he was familiar with the show and all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
But,
really?
One of the questions was for people, and I have no idea if maybe someone who's a Free State Project member or knows anything can call in or email, you know, ftl@freetalklive.com. For people who are looking to join the Free State Project and are looking at New Hampshire and just trying to figure out what things are out there, what's there as far as the job market goes and anything like that, is there any good source of that information for people who are looking to move to New Hampshire? Are any of the FSP members perhaps maybe like working together in any sort of a fashion to make it easier for people to make the move?
Well, I know that the whole point behind the Free State Project is to facilitate the move.
Okay.
That's the major goal. The first goal is to get 20,000 people. The second goal is to make it as easy and as simple as possible to get those 20,000 people to the Free State. Although Dave in New Hampshire might have an answer for you.
I was going
to
say Dave would probably call.
Yeah, well, he actually was already on before you actually even brought the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
I was expecting... When I brought that up, I figured, you know, if Dave is listening tonight, he'll probably call in.
Here he is, Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, well, does this gentleman use the internet much?
I know he does have internet access. I'm not sure how net savvy he is, though. I know I can get the information to his daughter, and she can get it to him in whatever way, though.
The simplest thing for him would probably be to just go straight to nhfree.com and then ask the question on the forum, register the forum, and just ask the question, and then a lot of people will pop in and answer. He could go to the Free State Project forum, but it's not quite as active now as the one that's inside New Hampshire.
And plus, you're going to get people who are there on the ground. You're going to be—he's going to be able to interact with the over 100 people who have already moved. They've jumped the gun and actually moved into the state. I know that at least one Free State Project member has just gotten his real estate license up there. So I know there are already people that are kind of filtering into these areas already, just to try to make this process much easier. And of course, capitalize on it.
Of course.
So hey, Dave, yeah. What's on you? So you say nhfree.com is the best place for him to go?
Probably. So that's the simple thing to do here, really. Just go to nhfree.com and just register for the discussion board, and you can ask questions. You can ask questions there, and a lot of people will answer him.
It really is an excellent discussion board. There's all kinds of information there, not only about the political things that are going on within the state, but also you can just catch up on some news from the state. And as you were saying, Dave, just ask any old question you want to about the climate, about the government, about the kind of people that are up there. It's really a great resource at nhfree.com. So, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
I was calling to let you know what the latest happenings are. There's a lot of different stuff going on, but the one thing I wanted to mention to you, I guess probably hasn't been reported on much, is that we're going to have a protest at Judge David Souter's house.
Really?
On
Supreme Court Justice David Souter.
Correct. Sunday the 17th. He lives in New Hampshire, in Ware, New Hampshire, and he doesn't like people paying too much attention to where he lives, but since he decided that he's going to pay attention to where everyone else lives and loose upon us, the government, come take our home, that it was appropriate to show up at his house. Although I don't know for sure if we're going to be right in front of his house, if we're going to be more like on a street, you know, where we can be seen.
I'm just guessing. He's a Supreme Court justice. He probably has some large property. I mean, the house is probably not near the street, I would guess.
That's possible. I think it's an 8-acre spread, as I understand. And one of the reasons I think it's good to do this, there's a gentleman that's trying to buy the property. As soon as Judge Souter voted to let, you know, towns and cities take people's property, voted to endorse that, there was a gentleman in California, of course, that tried to say, oh, I want to buy Judge Souter's house, and he's trying to put a hotel there.
Liberty Hotel.
It wasn't that he wanted to buy the property, per se. He wanted to use the powers of eminent domain in order to have the government take the property, and then he would buy it from the government.
Yeah, something like that. And this rally is in support of that guy that's trying to do that.
Well, now, here's an interesting little twist.
Now, actually, just so you know, if that thing ever did happen with the Lost Liberty Hotel, Drew Curtis from FARC.com has promised to host a FARC party there, and I've volunteered to help him out with the whole thing.
That's fantastic.
He was looking for 100 volunteers, so I put my name on the list.
Very cool. Well, now, here's the kind of interesting part, because actually this whole issue, the reason why the guy in California came up with this idea was in kind of protest to what the Supreme Court decided a few weeks ago, and that was that you have no more property rights in this country.
Yeah.
And that's the short version of the decision. But I understand the protest, and I think it's funny, and I agree with it, and it's I think it's justice. I mean, really, if this thug in a robe wants to tell everybody in America that governments, local governments, can just take their property on a whim, then he definitely deserves to have that violence happen to his own property. So I think you're in the right with this protest, although it's interesting that within the freedom movement in New Hampshire, there are actually people who are on NHFree.com who are kind of, actually, the outlaw manicurist is one of them. I saw him posting on the forum saying that he would defend Justice Souter's home from being taken.
Right. We may have a counter-protest among our own at this exact location, so that will be extremely unusual.
The media is not going to know what to think
about
that. Well, because he thinks that he's being principled, and I understand where he's coming from as well, in that he's defending his property rights.
Right, he's very much saying, okay, you may not agree with the decision that Justice Souter made, but at the same time, you can't support eminent domain no matter whatever, regardless of what's happening.
Right. I'm sorry, I like the point that's being made by trying to take away his home. I mean, how is this thug, this evil man, going to possibly realize how awful this ruling is that he's made unless it's used against him?
And I think you can chalk it up as self-defense. I mean, the Supreme
I think that that's
Court.
What Jesus would do, by the way, is Jesus would try to defend him.
Right.
But, you know, nah, hey,
Jesus
sorry.
Jesus didn't negotiate when he was out in front of the temple, you know, destroying all those tables where people were ripping people off.
It is true. And in his case, that's the temple. It was his father's house, quote unquote. So the judge has been doing something terrible in our particular, you know, in our nation, and we have to defend it.
I agree with that. I'm on your side, Manwich. I'm on your side, Dave, in New Hampshire. Now, when did you say this was going to be?
This will be Sunday the 17th at 1:00 p.m.
Have you announced this to the media already?
Yeah, I announced it on the radio today, and then I wrote a couple of letters to the editor, but I haven't sent them out yet.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, keep
it. It's not going to be huge turnout. It'll probably be maybe, you know, 15 people, but it's something to hopefully keep the thing alive, you know, because it was a brilliant idea that gentleman in California had.
Yeah, it really was. And he got a bunch of press attention on it, so hopefully, yeah, we definitely can keep this alive, because people do not need to be forgetting this Supreme Court decision. Of course, that's how the media likes to play things. They report on something, and then they brush it aside, and they move on to some missing girl in Aruba. Dave, great call as always, man. Thank you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Paul wants to talk about cult members. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. The Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Don't sound too happy to be here, Manwich.
I'm here.
When he does that.
Whatever.
And try talking into your microphone, too, okay?
Like now?
You want me to talk in my microphone now?
Be helpful. Just as a general rule, like, try to aim into that thing. It's only been 2 years that you've been on the air, man. Would you think you'd have this mic 101 down?
Oh, now, come on. He had his own highly successful business talk show prior to that.
So highly successful, he's not doing it anymore.
Business Morning with Manwich.
Was that what it was called?
You guys are killing me.
Manwich in the Morning. Come on, everybody, tune in to Manwich in the Morning. We're going to have some important business decision makers on the air with us today.
Oh, hey, everybody, it's morning. I'm Manwich. That means it's time for Manwich in the Morning, if you know what I'm saying. And I think you do.
All right, let's go to the phone for the fun. 1-800-259-9231 to Paul in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yeah, let me have some of that, what you guys are laughing about. anyway, I wanted to talk about cult members, you gentlemen, and I'm glad to see that you guys are doing good. I'm not hating on you. I'm glad you got your show going on.
Thank you.
But I wanted to...
yes, we're friends now, Paul.
Yeah.
All right, so what about cult members? Which ones in particular?
Well, all of them. I mean, that's what's defeating us. I mean, people calling up saying, oh, man, if they pass a bill that I'm going to be drafted, I got to go. Because they've been conditioned that, you know, come on, man, you don't have to go. Wake up.
That's...
You know, same thing with the taxes. But what I wanted to say is...
You mean like the cult of America? You know, this kind of mindless sheeple out there? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, that is one part of it, because it's like a Russian doll compartmentalization type structure, because you've got your American cult, you've got your Japanese, you've got your Russians, and, you know, these nutcases here think that capitalism is the way to go, and the nutcases in Russia think...
Now, wait a minute, what's wrong with capitalism?
Well, there's nothing wrong with capitalism other than the same money masters came up with capitalism and communism, and they're playing the sheep off against one another while they rub their hands together.
I don't know if... wait a minute. I understand that there are certain people who are behind the monetary system and they're profiting from the Federal Reserve and all that, but I don't think they came up with the idea of capitalism or the free market.
Yeah. It goes back to the Illuminati founded by the...
Wait a minute. You're coming on here complaining about cult members, and now you're talking about the Illuminati. Wouldn't you consider the people that believe the Illuminati's taking over the country as a cult as well?
Well, we're not talking about the Illuminati taking over the country.
Or whatever they're doing in their black cloaks and their...
The Illuminati was the ones that came up with capitalism and communism. Well, a different type of capitalism, I guess. And I wouldn't... it isn't the same thing as an actual free market. I mean, they've actually, you know, put a lockdown on top of the free market and got you going through their license agreements and on.
Oh, yeah, there's no free market in this country, and there hasn't been for a long, long time.
What we call capitalism today is definitely not capitalism.
No, it's not.
And I think you're right there, Paul.
Yeah,
capitalism is the economic system in which the means of production and distribution are privately or corporately owned, and development is proportionate to the accumulation of reinvestment of profits gained in a free market. So the definition of capitalism actually includes the term free market.
But it also includes corporate.
Well, yeah, and definitions change over time. But anyway, I'm all for the free market. I think capitalism's turned into a dirty word, so that's why we stay away from it on this show.
Yeah, I want to get back to the cult members, but
yeah.
A lot of people think that you have to be in a religious group, and I got to say, when you talk about beliefs, I mean, when you go into history, you can get into beliefs. That's why you got to deal with the here and now. But there is, you know, a lot of different people that come to the same conclusion with history. So you got to also, you know, look at your history, and you can see exactly what's going on. But with the cult members, if you ask a cult member, let's say you have a daughter that's in a cult, and you're saying, look, why doesn't she see that these people are sucking her dry, they're dancing around in circles, trying to sell flowers, why can't she see them?
She's been brainwashed.
Well, brainwashed, but how do you get brainwashed?
You hear the same thing over and over again?
Well, repetition helps. Also, you know, staying up late at night and weakening the mind, things like that. But the most important thing of the whole cult is that you have to want to believe.
Yeah, that's probably true.
If you talk to anyone and you can't get through to them about, you know, the benefits of libertarianism,
right?
It's because they'll say, I don't believe that, or I don't believe this. It's always a belief. It's never documentation, or I know it. I believe that he is really the Messiah.
That's a good point. You know, that's a good point. The people who are leading these cults are usually very, very agreeable, very personable people that people tend to get along with. And so the cult members tend to want to believe every single word that comes out of their mouths. And they just have, they just have this connection with them that once they get that connection, it's hard for them to pull away from it because this person seems so nice and the words that they say are so sensible to me. And then they just kind of get led down the rabbit hole of this cult. Or as you're putting it, that's what's been happening to Americans. You're saying that that's what's happened to your average American.
Everything that they, you know, in order to make your life a lot easier for yourself, whatever you want to believe, beliefs make it easier. So if you want to believe that Al-Qaeda really pulled this off or that off, it's a lot easier just to say, okay, and act like you don't know or don't want to know.
You're right. It's always easier to take the road, the simple road, the versus the road less traveled, which of course is asking questions and questioning authority. And it goes back to what my mom was saying to me last week. Why do you always buck authority? Why do you always trying to be different? Why don't you just go with the flow? Well, because then you're a cult member, right, Paul?
Yeah, and that's my last point. You know, nowadays, if you don't agree or you don't want to obey authority, somehow you're a nutcase. You should do whatever someone else tells you to do.
You know, you're right about that. That's what people think I'm crazy. My fiance's parents, my parents, they think I'm nuts.
I mean,
you mean they think you're nuts too?
No.
Oh, okay.
We think you're nuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you start making all that money off the radio show, I guess they'll change their minds at some point.
Nah, they probably won't. They'll call it a fluke. When people make a lot of money in this culture, it's because you're lucky. You stumbled into that. Oh, you just got lucky that you happen to invest in the right places. You happen to be in the right place at the right time. People always, people like you're describing, Paul, they always kind of take that aspect on it. Like, oh, I could never be as successful as you because I just am not in the right place at the right time. You got lucky. Have you heard that before, man, which from people?
I'll tell you what, when we get rich and famous, I'm hiring Paul to do security.
Very good. Paul, final thoughts.
Nothing. I'd just like to say that everyone out there, make sure and put some money towards AMP because I don't want to hear that Non-X toenail junk anymore.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. He was talking about our AMP program, which is at amp.freetalklive.com, although tonight we're having server trouble, so you won't be able to get there.
Which is another good reason to give us money so we don't have to suffer through these types of things.
We could have a backup server.
We can have another server in place.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. So whether it be cults or cigarettes, man, which you never got through the rest of your article, the basic concept.
And you're not going to do it now.
I don't know if we ever will. But the basic concept is the state was supposed to get all this money for they got all this money from the cigarette companies and they didn't put it where they promised that they would.
Not one penny.
Wait a minute, the government breaking its promises? And people call me the crazy one? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-9231. I think you guys are nuts too.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's BG. bgfindashop.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Still plenty of time for your calls about whatever. And normally you can join us online at freetalklive.com. But tonight, you're SOL because we got server troubles. So bear with us. And it will probably guarantee, almost a guarantee, be up for tomorrow night's show. Maybe even sometime late into the night tonight, it might go online. Actually, I hope it does, because I got to put the archives up.
We'll do whatever it takes to have it up for you tomorrow night.
Yes, we will. We like getting it up for you at nighttime here on Free Talk Live.
That's right.
That's real clever.
All right, so, man, which, tell me about, let's get into this situation, which we have not really been able to fully discuss. What is it, Minnesota?
What's that? Missouri.
Okay.
Well, we were talking about, apparently, the states, whatever. States receive...
One of those M states.
Yes.
One of those states no one cares about. What?
States receive money from the federal government because of this $1 billion that tobacco companies had to kick out for this this settlement.
Right.
Okay. And Missouri is...
And they promised it was going to go to help people
right.
In the hospitals and education or whatever.
Pay for people that are sick, made ill by tobacco use, and to be used for anti-smoking campaigns and advertising and hotlines right. and all that good stuff.
Yeah, the stop smoking hotline.
Stop smoking hotline, right. correct. And it's just as silly as it sounds, I'm sure.
On the back of the pack it says, do you hate what you're doing right now? Well, call this number.
The really unsurprising point of the story is that, well, in fact, Missouri has not put one single dime of this money that they have gotten towards its intended
purpose.
Wait,
they didn't
purpose.
Do the hotline?
They didn't do the hotline. They haven't helped anybody who was sick in the hospital.
Where's
from
it all, where's it all been going?
Well, that's the thing right here, is it's all been going to run the government.
Oh.
Yep.
Kind of like the lotto money here in the state of Florida. They always yep. claim that the lotto money was going to go to education, and
no.
No. So
people
when they
still
say
buy the tickets.
Run the government, they make it seem like, you know, if they didn't have the tobacco, the way it's worded here is, but instead of going for anti-smoking efforts, the money goes to run the government,
uh-huh.
which kind of leads it to sound like if the money didn't go to run the government, then the government would not run, you know,
right.
when in fact, that's not so. It just goes to run, make the government bigger.
That's right.
That's what they really should have said.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not going to run the government as though the government wasn't running before the money came and news, wouldn't run after the money went away.
News people don't see it in that perspective.
Thank God people got cancer. State was about to go under.
That's right. Well, last year the tobacco money made up about 1.2% of the state budget. They just threw it on in there. And then after that they go on with, you know, bureaucrats saying
I'm actually surprised
why it happened. And
I'm know. Actually surprised they didn't do the stop smoking hotline, because seriously, that's one of those programs that, you know, they would love to have created, because it's a worthless bureaucracy. It would be a worthless bureaucracy.
Make they'd
be
people able to, feel good.
They'd be able to hire people to man these phone lines, and they'd have nothing to do all day because no one would ever call in.
Not only that, it would be great punishment if you worked for another program. You could be repurposed into one of these smoking hotlines.
It would be
and have to serve your
the
time.
Missouri equivalent of Siberia, baby.
It'd be like purgatory for bureaucrats.
Are you kidding me? They
so
love
good.
That stuff. They love it. I mean, some bureaucrats actually have to go around from time to time and do an inspection or something. They actually have to get in a car and drive it somewhere.
Yeah.
If you were manning a hotline, all you're doing is sitting in front of a computer screen all day.
For the people who are going to call you because they want to stop smoking, you will never get a phone
call.
Thinking about which flavor of donut you're going to eat next. Thinking about which type of frozen TV dinner you're going to have for lunch.
Right. Right, exactly. They've got times posted on the wall when to expect a rush, like when the next Truth ad is going to run. You know, no one calls, ever.
All right, so moving on. The London bombing yesterday, of course, is going to result in a security crackdown here in the States, also over in the United Kingdom. You can virtually guarantee that. And so I figured we'd read an email from a listener who had a bit of an experience at airport security, specifically in Dallas. It's from Tim. He says, hey guys, I was just, and by the way, you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. I was just listening to a podcast of your show from a few weeks ago when you mentioned airport security in Minneapolis and Dallas. The lawyer with the switch key, you guys remember when the guy went through security, he had one of those spiffy new switchblade style keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the key for his car, the actual portion that goes into the lock is inside the head of the key and it flips out.
You press a button.
Yeah.
Flips out. And they actually confiscated the dude's switch key, which is a $300 item.
Yeah.
You'd have to pay $300 to get a brand new one. And he did have to get a new one because you can't come back to the airport and repossess it. It's gone. Once they confiscate something from you, gone.
Yes.
Anyway, he says, I'm a frequent traveler between Minneapolis and Dallas, and I can confirm that security personnel in Minnesota are much friendlier than they are in Dallas. Some personnel working in Dallas are just morons. I have one funny story to share with you, and you'll appreciate this, Torgo. One Christmas, I was traveling from Dallas to Minneapolis, and I heard the all-too-familiar, sir, we're going to need to look inside your bag. I said, go ahead. Not because I agree with their strict security policies, but because I don't want to miss my flight.
Right, I want to travel from Dallas to Minnesota. That's why I came to the airport.
The bag in question was a backpack in which I keep my laptop, its accessories, and a few books and things. It's typically a carry-on for me. Now, this bag always gets searched every time I go through the airport. Something always looks funny to them on the X-ray. A pack of batteries, bundles of cables, a stack of CDs, an external hard drive. Who knows what sets them off, but they always search through this bag. But most days, they glance through it and wave me through.
That's the same thing when I travel. Like, if I'm going up to visit my family for an extended period of time, I normally will bring my... When I had an Xbox, I would normally bring my Xbox with me, and that bag always got searched every time.
Hmm. Did they ever actually crack open the Xbox and look inside it?
No.
But most days, they glance through it and wave me through. Not this time. Something had them really upset. They took out everything. Spread it across a table. Of course, I'm the type of person who carries a spare change of clothes in my carry-on. The airline has lost my checked luggage too many times.
Yeah, same here.
So they laid out my clothes, underwear on top, and I learned what had made them so anxious. The security officer held up my Apple Bluetooth mouse and said, what is this?
What is this? What is this little device here?
You can't make this stuff up. Here we go. If you've never seen a Bluetooth mouse from Apple, I'll try to describe it. It looks a little like a normal mouse, but it's smooth and has no visible buttons to push. It's just a smooth white oval with a hole in the bottom where the light comes out. You click it by depressing the whole front part of the mouse. Inexplicably, this mouse confused the bejesus out of the security guard. I answered, it's a mouse. A puzzled look settled on his face.
For a computer?
Wait,
no.
I've seen my
No,
before.
No, that was not the security guard. That was the guy in question telling the story. He says, it was a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
And then he waited for a second. He's like, for a computer?
Right, okay, because he didn't get it. Yes, I read that wrong. I offered, anticipating his technological shortcomings. The security guard then said, as he scratched his head, I've never seen a mouse like this before. Well, I started without any real idea what he was getting at. Can you prove it's a mouse?
I suppose you could try to click it.
I was taken aback.
No, I don't think you want to say to the guy who thinks this might be a detonator, well, here, just
right,
push this button.
Yeah. So, I was taken aback. Prove that it's a mouse? I'm about to miss my flight, and he wants me to prove that the mouse for my computer is indeed a mouse.
If there's any TSA agents listening, just so you know, the bomb that you're going to find in somebody's backpack, is not going to be smooth and manufactured like a mouse.
No.
It's going to be wrapped up in black electrical tape,
right.
And it's going to be two exposed wires. And that's how they're going to blow up the bomb, just so you know.
But in the movies, it's different.
Yes. Well, yes. That's because the movie criminals have a big budget.
You don't think they're using designer mouse, designer detonator switches?
More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, the Friday night edition of the show. You can take control. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your call still. So make them 1-800-259-9231. Normally, we would be encouraging you to go to the website at freetalklive.com, but right now we're having a little bit of trouble.
Not such a good idea to go there.
Right, so don't go there. Just stay away.
So
avoid it at all costs. It's dangerous.
There's nowhere to go. If you type it in, you're not going to get anywhere. So freetalklive.com, go there tomorrow night, and everything should be fine, where you'll find all kinds of free stuff, including the bulletin board system, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, and much, much more. All of it is on the house.
More.
All of it's free when the site's working at freetalklive.com. So 800-259-9231, we're reading an email. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Tim. He's telling us about an amazing experience that he had in the Dallas airport with Dallas TSA agents. He was going through the line, the security checkpoint, and he always has his laptop bag. And there's usually a number of accessories in the laptop bag. And because there's,
yes, there would be.
Because there's so much stuff in there, they always, he's a frequent traveler, they always take a closer look at it. And he made the point that normally they just, you know, they take stuff out and put it back in and move them along. Well, this time, the idiot who was doing the screening that day, the Nimrod, pulled out the mouse, the optical mouse, and he asked what it was. And at that point, he said, well, it's a mouse.
And it's a wireless optical mouse. You got to make that point now.
Thank you. For a computer. It's a mouse for a computer. And he said he's never seen a mouse like this before. Well, he then asked, can you prove it's a mouse?
Well, I thought that looking it up online, the little apple on it might be a giveaway.
Yeah, if you knew a little bit, even just the smallest amount about computers, it might be a giveaway. But apparently this Rube has no clue.
Or if maybe, you know, just even if you don't know about computers, you do know that the laptop in front of you is a computer.
Yes.
And the logos match.
But for all you know, as you were pointing out, Torgo, there may be designer housings for detonator switches or something. I mean, you could go totally paranoid. I mean, if these screeners are just paranoid, or either that, they're on a power trip, it's one or the other. Then they could just tell themselves, well, there could be something inside it. Even if it is a real mouse, there could be something inside that I don't know about.
I really think they have a quota that they just have to needlessly harass one
stuff.
Person a day. Just take something.
Yeah.
Take something that doesn't mean anything for no good reason.
Maybe when they
just claim to have no knowledge of what it could really be. Like a common item. Like, you know, someone could be eating a sandwich and you take the sandwich away and think, maybe, what is this thing and why do you keep putting it in your mouth? There seems to be less and less of it. What are you doing? You're destroying this item with your face. What kind of a laser do you have in your mouth? Are you practicing?
Maybe it's one of those things that they do when they start the day. I remember when I used to work at Kmart, we used to have, you know, the team meeting. You know, you'd go and the store, right before the store would open up, and it wasn't every day, but from time to time, they'd go and they'd have a team. All right, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to blah, blah, blah. Okay, guys, TSA agents, today I want one of you to confiscate a mouse. I want one of you to confiscate somebody's...
What they do is they have a weekly scavenger hunt at the office. And then on Friday, the person who got the most things on the list, you know,
they get a bonus.
No, they get to keep all of the items that were wrongly confiscated.
All of them from
all
everyone.
Of them, everybody.
Yeah, it's like a pot.
It's like
All right, so here's the rest of what happened. It really, seriously, that could happen.
Well,
they have the power. They have the authority to do that.
Not only could it happen, but it behooves them to do it.
Right.
Because they slowly step, millimeter by millimeter, increase their power. Every little stupid thing they take, it increases their power.
And it's also increasing our deference to authority. These poor people that are going through, they're just trying to get somewhere on time, so they submit to everything.
Well, at first, if they're taking your nail file first, and then secondly, they're taking your, you know, your car key, pretty soon they're taking the money out of your wallet, and they're taking the car to go with it.
Take off your pants.
And then they take your lighter and let you keep your matches.
Yep.
All right, so let's finish the story here. He was taken aback. Prove it's a mouse? I'm about to miss my flight, and he wants me to prove that the mouse from my computer is a mouse. As opposed to what? Hoping to save time, I tried to explain. See here, I said, turning the mouse over and pointing to the hole in the bottom. This is where the light comes out. It's an optical mouse. I never heard of no optical mouse. Trying to explain, but becoming concerned that I may actually miss my flight, I tried to explain quickly. It uses light to sense its position on the table instead of a little ball. No cord on it either, he said, still puzzled. Why do they let people like this work here, I thought to myself. Because they're hiring from the bottom of the barrel. It uses a radio signal to transmit data to the computer, I said, knowing it wouldn't make any sense to him.
I love this next line. It's so good.
You can't use radios on the plane, he told me. Maybe he thought I was trying to pull a fast one on him. But how? What could he possibly think it was? Thanks, I said, my patience at an end. He looked at me and glared. I'm afraid I can't let this on the plane.
What?
Well, what do you think it is if you don't believe it's a mouse? I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to have to take this.
See, I love trying to place Ian's accents, and judging from the way he's been jumping between, like,
it's not
I don't
a redneck
know,
German.
Ukrainian and redneck, yeah. I think he's Southern European of some sort.
Panicking, the mouse is not cheap.
Sam.
This mouse that they're confiscating is not a cheap mouse. I said, well, can I turn on my computer and show you how it works? Would that prove to you that it's a mouse? He agreed, and I gave him a little demonstration. He finally accepted that it was just a mouse, but still wouldn't say what he thought it was. He just waved me on with a warning. Now don't use no radios on the plane. And I almost said, don't use no brains in the terminal. But he kept his mouth closed on that one.
It's probably best.
Hold on, I think there's one more little comment at the bottom there.
Oh my gosh, he missed his flight. That's the final line in the story. Tim, thank you for the email. Brilliant. brilliant email.
Yeah, it's like they don't even care. They're working at the airport,
not.
But they
it's
don't
not
want
like
to get you.
They don't care.
They don't
care. Who are
you? You're just a customer. You're just a flyer. We're security. Show us your papers.
All right, now I'm going to tell my story about the dealing with the garbage man today.
Not now, you aren't.
No, in the next segment.
Coming up next, it's Free Talk Live. Manwich's garbage story.
Aren't they all?
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Though if you want to do that, now would be a good time. Considering we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can, of course, join us six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. We bring this show to you, and normally you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And normally we'd encourage you to go to amp.freetalklive.com to help us amp the show. We call it the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We've had 45 listeners now contribute to the AMP program. And all we're asking is for $3 a month. Now, what do you get for $3 a month, Manwich?
Well,
not a damn thing.
Not a darn thing. You really left me flat there. I'm like, well, what do they get? They get to be part of the AMP thing on the bulletin board.
No,
they get the satisfaction of knowing that they're advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I know what Paul's getting out of the deal. He already mentioned that
tonight. there are a few perks, but the number one perk is that once we reach our goal, and we're actually about 3% of the way, and it's only been about 2 or 3 weeks at this point, so that's pretty good growth. Once we reach our goal, we will cut our commercial time by 25% on this show. At least 25%. And that's
unprecedented in radio history.
You are actually buying out the commercial time and replacing it with more showtime with your $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
But we need your help to reach our goal.
Exactly.
We can't do it without you.
Tell us about the garbage thing, man.
Previously, I had thrown away, I should say, I bought a house, and my wife and I are doing some refurbishing on it, and we've got some building materials that we need to throw away.
Sure.
You know, old
tearing out crap,
old drywall, old cabinetry, you know, some wood, that kind of thing.
Sure.
So we put it in the garbage cans, and I put it out, and it didn't get picked up by the garbage men.
Mm.
I was surprised at that, but I wasn't living at the house. It wasn't a big deal. I just rolled the thing back up. It's a big garbage, big garbage can on wheels, and it's supplied by the city. It must cost $200.
Right. I mean, the saga of men, which is trash.
Yes.
Is this going to be long or just boring? Go somewhere.
Give me a second. So anyway, I put it out today, and it didn't get picked up again. I was livid. I was crazy mad.
Wait. Had you called them to ask them to come
pick it up? No, I just put it back out. I figured I'd see.
Because they were off by a day this week.
So then I called up and asked. Well, I knew that the neighbors got their stuff picked up.
Okay.
So then I called up and asked. And they said, if it's too heavy, then they don't pick it up. And I'm like, this isn't one that's too heavy. It's not too heavy. Because this is the kind of container that the entire garbage truck picks it up and dumps it in the back.
Right, it's
mechanized. And she says, if it's got certain things in it, we won't take it. And I'm like, what? And, she starts listing off, stuff like paint and, computer monitors and, all kinds of stuff. And then building materials. And I'm like, building materials. I've got some drywall and some wood in there. Is that the problem? And she's like, yeah, we won't take the wood. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with it? You can hire somebody else to come and get it, a dumpster or something like that. And I'm like, fine. I want to cancel my garbage service. And she's like, what?
And like, she like what, or did she actually say what?
She said what?
Okay.
She couldn't.
I'll buzz you if you do that again. Keep going.
She didn't understand me. She'd never she could imagine somebody wanting to cancel the garbage. So I'm like, yeah. Are you buzzing me?
It's
not
broken.
There it is. He tried to buzz you and he failed. Failed miserably.
So she had never heard anybody wanted to cancel their garbage before. But I told her, look, you can charge me for things that you provide me, or you can not charge me for things that you don't provide me, but don't charge me for things you're not going to provide me.
And she
laughed
at you and says, we're going to do it anyway.
She says it's included in your property taxes. You can't cancel it.
You're talking about suing these guys now.
I'm going to.
We'll follow the story. 802. Wait, well, we're done for tonight. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Hey, check the website out later on. It should be working. Freetalklive.com. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Later.
U.S. Gold.